the field maybe got a little bit chaotic for a stretch there?
You know, I think it was addressed early because of, you know, history of certain players, and I've got to be aware of, you know, what type of game it's going to be and control myself.
Because the fourth quarter seemed like everybody seemed to get amped up a little bit more.
Well, because it was a close game, and, you know, I wish that I would have been able to be in there and help contribute. So that's my job next time, is to be there and be able to help.
Wes, when you look at Minnesota's defensive line, what is it about them that makes them so different from the defensive lines you faced so far this year?
They're very athletic, very quick off the ball. Their two outside guys are really good pass rushers. The guys inside are good at, you know, stopping the run. So it'll be a challenge for us because we're playing at their place. So I think we've got to work on our snap count and our cadence to make sure that's a weapon that we can use as an advantage, and go in there and be able to block them up as good as we can. I think we can go out and do some good things against them.
As the center doing with Eli and the noise, what can you guys do to limit the effect that building can have on the offense?
Well, you know, I think we do a good job at practice of working on our silent count, silent cadence. We crank up the music loud, and, you know, our communication is done by hand signals or up close with us on the line and Eli. So I think we've done a good job so far of handling that noise. I think this will be a little different. I heard it's pretty loud at their new place, so I'm excited for it. I think we do a good job of embracing those kind of challenges and, you know, going out there and doing what we can.
Obviously, you're not impacting the one snapping it, but do the other offensive linemen get off the ball maybe a split half a second later when you're dealing
with
that?
Well, that's what we're working on. We're working on making sure everybody is right on key and making sure that my timing is correct, so it's not throwing everybody else off.
When you play a team that had 7 sacks the previous week, I mean, does that
eight?
Whatever it is.
I was about to correct you, too.
Okay. Does it catch your – I mean, do you spend more time, or is it just simply another game?
No, I think there were some things that caused it to happen in, you know, certain situations in the game. But, you know, it doesn't matter what they did the week before. It's up to us to go out and play our best against a good defensive team. So it'll be a good challenge.
How challenging is it when you have a team like Minnesota with their pass rushes coming from all directions as opposed to a team where they might have one or two guys you key on?
Yes, I mean, it's like you said, it's challenging. And playing at their place, they're, you know, it's going to be loud. So like I said, the snap count is going to be a huge weapon that we're going to need to have to our advantage and make sure that we've got everybody getting off at the same time.
Is that more work on you then? Not just the staff?
Everybody has a certain thing they need to focus on. You know, I need to focus on my timing, my consistency of the timing, and then, you know, the guys, you know, tackles need to focus on and be able to see the ball and getting off when we're supposed to.